A proposal to build a $1.4 billion prawn farm on a top-end cattle station has received major project status by the Northern Territory and Australian governments. Project Sea Dragon aims to create 1,600 jobs and produce 100,000 tonnes of prawns, turning Lejeune Station into one of the world's largest aquaculture farms. Executive Chairman of the Sea Farms Group, Ian Traer, says he hopes the major project status will speed up the approvals process for the project.
Yeah, it's a significant milestone. Obviously, having that status enables the approvals process to be somewhat more streamlined. You have a point within government, and in the case of the Northern Territory Government, within the Chief Minister's Office, that enables the company to progress its regulatory approvals process without having to go and deal with each independent department, but having that single contact. And that's the same within the Deputy Prime Minister for, obviously, a project of national significance, which, of course, has been announced today as well.
I imagine there are a lot of hurdles to jump to get a project of this size off the ground.
Look, there are clearly a number of approvals processes to go through. I think it's pretty normal and usual, though. We've certainly had a very good engagement with the Northern Territory Government and with the federal government, and I think our project fits very nicely within the Northern Food Bowl concept, within the white paper that's been announced by Minister Robb. And it's important that with this status, and perhaps if I can just comment to say that I understand there are 17 projects within Australia that have national status, we will be the first that is of a food nature. So all of the rest of them are either energy or minerals. This will be the first of an agricultural food nature.
Could you remind us about your project on Lejeune Station? You were there on Saturday.
Yes. It's an absolutely stunning landscape. The total station's about 183,000 hectares, and through a stage development, which we're looking to commence 2017-2018, we will develop that through to 10,000 hectares of grow-out ponds. So it'll be a substantial employer at Lejeune. About 600 people will be needed in our grow-out phase. It's currently, I think, has got Australia's largest private dam, being Forsyth Creek, which is about 50 gigalitres. So it's a fantastic property. It's got a lot of good cultural values, which we're obviously very keen to preserve and enhance. So we're very much looking forward to the development over the 7 years that we're planning.
So 600 people on the ground.
Yes.
And you'll also have operations at the Darwin Aquaculture Centre as well as in Kununurra.
Not necessarily at the Aquaculture Centre itself, but certainly Darwin will be the head of operations office. It will be focused on the hatchery and the multiplication centre to produce the number of post larvae, in other words, baby prawns, that we need on a weekly basis, which run into the many millions. And it's really where the higher in science side of it goes. So we're looking, obviously, people with more PhD, master's backgrounds, animal pathology, marine science. Grow out, as I said, would occur at Lejeune, and processing will occur at Kununurra in Western Australia. So we're working with the Western Australian government now in terms of locations for both housing the workforce, around about 500 people, and also to provide a processing site just north of Kununurra. It looks to be the most logical at this stage, and at Wyndham as well for the port.
I was about to say, with export through Wyndham?
Yes, that's the intention.
Where would you export this product to?
Well, most of the focus is really on the Asian middle class. I think we've seen a number of commentators, both within Northern Territory and indeed federally, that are talking about the 360 million people by middle class sort of wealth standards that will be there in Asia within sort of basically 15 years. And typically, as you see in the emergence of a middle class within any society, apart from providing political stability, they move up the protein curve. We've seen that with dairy product, particularly out of Australia and New Zealand. We'll see it with shrimp. And shrimp is the largest traded seafood commodity in the world by a long measure.
And this will become one of the largest aquaculture or prawn aquaculture farms in the world.
Yes, it will. It's I think the important thing that that people probably don't quite understand is this has all been done before. Our chief operating officer previously ran Al Lith, which is the largest single shrimp farm in the world at the moment in Saudi Arabia. And they're, I think, at about 4,500 hectares. So it's new to Australia, but it's not new in terms of global supply. There are some very big shrimp farms in Ecuador, in Saudi, and of course in Thailand.
No doubt you need to make sure that this is financially sustainable. You're turning a large part of a cattle station into a prawn farm. Can you tell us about the kinds of studies, environmental studies, you'll be doing to make sure that it's environmentally sustainable?
The terms of reference, which we are currently obviously in discussion with the Northern Territory government, address all of the basic headline issues, flora, fauna, how we treat the impact we have on the environment in terms of water intake, that's saltwater intake, how we then process our shrimp operations, and how we discharge the nutrient that comes out of the actual prawn farm. We currently operate 160 hectares in North Queensland at Cardwell, and that is a what's called a high water rotation model, similar to what happens in Asia and Saudi. This is a very different model, to the extent that we bring salt water in. We manage the evaporative loss, because obviously there's high evaporation rates, which increases the salts within the ponds. We manage that with fresh water, which is provided by Forsyth Creek. That's why it's a unique location. You know, not a lot of things are unique in the world, but this one is unique. So we've got environmental protection zones, which are planned to manage that nutrient discharge, reintroduction of mangroves, particularly into the environment. So it's an ecological balance that we're looking to do, and obviously have minimal impact in terms of the, quite frankly, pristine nature of that coastline.
And you mentioned earlier that the dam that's on the station, you'll be using water from the dam.
Correct.
As part of the operation.
Yeah. The current dam is sufficient for us to grow out operations out to about 4,000 hectares. We would then have to be going back to government again seeking to increase our water availability.
So the water currently available isn't quite enough to reach the demand that your project will
need? At full capacity, no.
What might that entail in the future? A larger dam?
There's a number of options. There are some other dam sites. There is also the ability to lift the level of the dam. So that's, I think we did some studies that would indicate a 3-metre lift on the dam would get you another 15 to 16 gigalitres of water. That starts to bounce you through 5,500 hectares. So that's a study that we'll be undertaking now. And there are some other smaller opportunities within the same region, the same area, as Forsyth Creek for a further 20 gigalitres there, 15 there. So we see it as being more of an incremental increase.
And your company's purchase of Lejeune is dependent on a number of studies and approvals process.
Yeah.
So for the moment, the station will continue to run as it has done as a cattle station.
Correct. Correct.
Will your company run it as a cattle station if the project goes ahead?
That's the current contemplation, yes. The grow-out area is 10,000 hectares. Once you add into roading and channels and the like, you know, you're starting to push around 20,000 hectares. The total station is 183,000 hectares. So, yes, we have an impact there, but clearly we're not withdrawing it from beef production.
The NT government has made changes to the Pastoral Land Act recently.
Absolutely essential.
And this is what's helped you?
Totally. No, I mean, I think the NT government's shown tremendous vision. The non-pastoral use amendments have enabled this project to occur. As I've mentioned to our Premier in Western Australia, this can't occur in Western Australia. I mean, there are not the legislative frameworks to permit it. The same in Queensland. So the NTG has really been, you know, showing great leadership in terms of saying, how do we improve agricultural yields and performance and export opportunities? It's quite visionary.
And in terms of the use on the pastoral land, that part of it is sorted in terms of what you're planning?
Yeah, we have to make an application, obviously, under that legislation, which is sort of ready to go, but it is, of course, conditional upon the EIS being approved.
Ian, thanks very much for speaking with the Country Hour, and good luck with your venture.
Carl, thank you very much for having me.
Ian Traer, he's the Executive Chairman of Sea Farms Group, the company looking to build a $1.4 billion prawn farm on Lejeune Station over there on the WA-NT border. The news today, it has received major project status by the NT and federal governments.